They were rough, tough, needy, and troubled. And they were a handful that joined David in the cave of Adullam. We can read about it in 1 Samuel 22. Often David found he was not in full control of them. It was not far from the site of Israel's victory over Goliath. And Adullam means the justice of the people. The church, like David's cave at Adullam, is made up of all sorts. We had a move of God in our church. People that came to the Lord included bouncers and boxers, murderers and minders. It was a time when people found a new way to live, repentant, yet rejoicing. In Britain, there's a sweet made by Bassetts called Licorice All Sorts. There's a story of how they came to be. In 1899, Charlie Thompson, a sales representative, dropped a tray of the licorice sweet samples he was about to show to a client in Leicester. They had been in their separate compartments. The fall resulted in mixing up the varieties of the licorice sweets. Before he could rearrange them, the shopkeeper was attracted to the new creation. He ordered the mixed sweets, and as a result, the company began to mass produce the all sorts as their popularity grew. Christian churches should be Christian all sorts, made up of all different types of people. For to have all of the same class, intellectual level, or ethnic origin isn't a complete church. One of the last temptations of Screwtape was tried on the new Christian. He was to get him to go to another church that had more of the same type of people as he was attending. After I'd completed a funeral for one of the ladies at our church, a friend of the deceased was telling me of the professors, the surgeons, and the lawyers at her church in the city centre, and how intellectual their minister was. And then she added that he was so deep that sometimes she couldn't understand him either. We need an all sorts church. David could cope because he was a man's man. If we cannot be on equal footing with all people, showing respect to all, then surely we cannot be part of the Christian church. The company that Jesus kept was called into question. When the Pharisees saw this, they said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" And the quality of the disciples' education was questioned in the book of Acts. Now, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled and took knowledge of them. They had been with Jesus. After the day of Pentecost, Peter visited Cornelius, and the Christian church became international in character and in worship. Somebody wrote, "If you come to God as a boaster comes, in the pride of your own way, then the God of grace will hide his face and send you empty away. If you come to God as a beggar comes, with the plea of your bitter need, then the King of Kings will give good things and make you rich indeed." How did David feel at this time? If Psalm 142 came to him then, he felt as if he was on his own. In one verse of the psalm, he could say that no one cared for his soul. What was it like in the first days that he spent in the cave alone? It would have been bleak, homesick for Bethlehem would be an understatement, but he couldn't go there. As well as the rough and the tough, slowly the family came and joined him too. When David was praying to God in the cave, he was low, in danger. He said it was like fighting lions. Sometimes later, when people came to him from different parts, from Benjamin, Gad and Manasseh, when he was at Ziklag, the writer of the Chronicles could refer to the people as the army of God. What a transformation from a ragtag army it had developed into the army of God. It was just like the vision of John in the book of Revelation. From a small group of ignorant and unlearned disciples came a host beyond number, millions. Yes, billions. Praise the Lord, and we are part of them. The Lord bless you today.